812 at AM 930 WEOL. Speaking of technology, we're going to talk this morning about the flu shots, maybe how things have changed or what people can expect when it comes time for them to get their flu shot. And from the Lorain County General Health District, we have with us Katie Bevan. Katie, we just talked. When was the last time we saw each other here? This is like on Thursday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Thursday.
All right. Well, welcome back. I know you can't stay away. There's so much fun that you have when you're
absolutely
come out here.
It's like a magnet.
It just draws me in.
And
who did you bring with us? Who's the...
I brought with me our director of nursing, Cindy Modi. And, you know, we just want to talk about the flu season and how people can prevent the flu and what steps they can take.
Well, let's talk about it. What is the main way to prevent the flu?
Oh, well, definitely the main way to protect yourself against the flu is the flu vaccine. And it's time.
It is starting that time. It starts now. And how far will it continue into the season that people end up getting the flu vaccine?
Sure. Typically in this area, we see flu. It can start as early as now and go all the way through March. But the peak season for us in this area is January through March.
Okay. But the key is to get vaccinated now, so what, it gives your body what, a chance to kind of...
Oh, exactly. It takes 2 weeks to build antibodies from this vaccine, in fact any vaccine, and you get the flu vaccine now and you're done, and you don't need to worry about, you know, trying to get it later in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season coming up.
Right. Or get it when you realize someone in your family has gotten the flu, or you
exactly.
start hearing people at work not showing up because of... And they have to describe their symptoms to you, which are not pleasant by any stretch of the imagination.
Exactly. So do it now while you've got some time on your hands, while it's in the news. Come out and get it.
And when people do come out, and, as you are coming out this morning to give me the flu vaccine, some paperwork to fill out, right?
Yes.
And usually there's a questionnaire. What's the importance of the questionnaire?
So the questionnaire is so that we can decide which type of flu vaccine is okay for you, because we can give you a vaccine in your arm in the form of a shot. If you're between the ages of 2 and 49, we can give you a flu vaccine nasally. It's a very fine spray, like a mist. And we can give it to you that way as long as you don't have any chronic illnesses. Or if you're over 65 years of age, we would want to give you what's called the high-dose flu vaccine, which would give you much better coverage. It would help you build better antibodies, because as we get older, we don't build antibodies as well. So it's got a little bit more of an antigen in it, a little bit more of the good stuff to help your body build antibodies.
When we hear about people getting the flu and those that are at risk, it's a lot of times very young and very old, right? Isn't it? Sometimes it seems... That either has to do with your immune system or how well you can fight off.
So definitely, as we age, it's called somnolence, and our bodies do not build antibodies as well. And so we cannot fight off those germs and viruses and pathogens that come our way. And we could most likely also have other chronic illnesses going along with it at that point of our lives. And so we've got other issues that are, you know, mitigating our response to the vaccines.
Yes, we only have so many soldiers fighting all the bad stuff, and
exactly.
if they're doing a lot of different things, that's why I guess the flu shot is important for people to get it. And Katie, you said when we talked last, the mist, that one, you've experienced that one.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mentioned last Thursday that the nasal vaccine is probably my favorite. You know, there's just, it's just a little... A sniff, sniff, in, you know, in each nostril, and you're done.
Now, the health departments, the Lorain County General Health District, other health departments across the county as well are gearing up for that. They've already got a list of places and clinics, I guess, that are starting up right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if you go on to LorainCountyFlu.com, you can get a full listing of flu shot locations in our county. And today, actually, at the City Center in Lorain is a flu shot clinic for people who would like to go there. So it's from 1 to 6 p.m. today. It's right at the corner of 4th Street and Broadway. And then tomorrow, the Lorain County Health Department will be hosting two flu shot clinics from 4 to 8 p.m. So stop on over after work. And those locations are Avon Middle School and Midview High School. We have many other clinics.
So it allows for people to be as convenient as possible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've taken into consideration a lot of people's work schedules or getting the kids out of school or off of school and those sort of things to make it as easy as possible. And another thing that we are beginning at the Lorain County Health Department is if you go on to Lorain County Flu and you don't see a date and time that works for you, give us a call and we can schedule an appointment for you to come in and have a flu shot given to you.
So that allows people, as you say, who wanted to be able to get it. Now, what about the, I guess, the cost or something that says maybe I can't afford it? What do you offer in that regard? How is that handled?
Sure. Well, first thing is if you do have insurance or Medicaid or Medicare, we ask that you bring your card with you to your appointment or to one of the walk-in flu clinics, and we will assist you in that way. We do accept most insurance plans. If for some reason you do not have insurance or your insurance is not accepted, it is $25 for a regular dose and $41 for a high dose.
And of course, this is one of those things related to health that's preventative. So it's something that is obviously encouraged anytime you can get something, because the fee or whatever that's covered for the shot, a lot less than if you have to go down the road of trying to recover and all the things related to it, not only with the medical aspect of it, but also the loss of work time and everything like that too, which impacts our whole society.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be giving me the flu. you, Cindy, will be administering the flu shot coming up here next. I'll roll up my sleeve. I always have to find that extra button. There's always an extra button on these sleeves that allow me to get it up just a little higher so that you can give me the flu shot. So we will do that coming up next here at AM 930 WEOL. Now, did you just say relax my shoulder? Did I hear you say that correctly? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I got Cindy over here. Cindy Modi, you're the Director of Nursing with Lorain County General Health District. You're going to have me relax my shoulder here. Now, how long have you been administering flu shots?
Well, I hate to tell you because then you'll know how old I am, but it's close to 25 years flu shots with the health department.
Wow.
But before that emergency.
Think of all the people you have vaccinated and helped to have a healthy winter time with all that. Think of how many different types of strains of flu have been coming through this area all that time.
Yes.
All right,
okay, let's drop our arm.
All right, going to drop my arm. I'm going to relax. I'll just stare at you, Katie, if that's okay as well.
And it.
I think something just happened there. I could feel a little bit of something there.
That was it.
You gave me my flu shot. No problem. Is that? Did I flinch at all, Katie?
No.
Did you see any reaction on my face as this was going through there? All
I
right.
Can't even see where I gave it to give you a Band-Aid, but I'm just going to put one on
That's my badge of honor there as well.
So the only thing I do want you to do is move your arm a little bit, move your shoulder around. Let's move that vaccine off the muscle and get it moving, and then you won't have a little bit of a soreness.
All right. What are some of the things that people may experience after they get a flu shot? If you could talk a little bit about that.
Oh, of course. So anytime you get any vaccine, it just doesn't matter what it is, from childhood through, getting a tetanus as an adult. So you can have a little bit of a soreness where you got the injection, obviously. And what we hope for in the medical profession is that you feel a little bit tired the next day, just a little tired, not to where you want to sleep or anything more than maybe I could use another cup of coffee. And that tells me that you are making antibodies, you're seroconverting. So I always say if you feel a little tired the next day, that's good. You're building antibodies to this vaccine, and you'll have good coverage.
And for how long now, if the flu is out there and it starts to encounter me, what's a good, you said maybe what, 2 weeks, you think?
2 weeks before you make enough antibodies to give you a good protection. So, of course, within the next 2 weeks, if you were to come in contact with someone that had the flu, you could still contract it. So you can't say that you were a vaccine failure. It was just you didn't quite have your antibodies yet. But remember, the best thing you can do is to wash your hands. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Cover your cough, not with your hand, but with your sleeve or your arm, and stay home when you're sick.
So wash your hands, cover the cough or sneeze. Usually in the crook is it there?
Crook of your arm.
Crook of your arm, inside of your shirt, anything. Not your hands, though.
Because the hands obviously touch things, people, and it leaves there. And I suppose this thing can live live in the air or live outside for quite a while.
Quite a while.
And what about for people who feel, I get the shot, then I'm getting sick? I mean, there's always people that I hear that. That's just like a coincidence, or what do you have?
Well, again, if it's within that first 2 weeks, you can definitely still contract the flu. You could have already been exposed to the flu right now and don't know it. And, you know, in a day or two, you're going to come down with the flu symptoms. And then you're going to say, oh, goodness, that flu vaccine gave me the flu. Well, no, it can't give you the flu. It's been attenuated, meaning it's been inactivated. And so it cannot give you the flu, no matter what you say. Can't do it.
And let's get some flu symptoms out there, just so we know the difference between the flu symptoms and some other thing that we could get that we may associate or kind of as a broad brush called the flu.
Right. So we need to remember that there are thousands of flu viruses. And so the ones that we have protected you against this year are the top four that are circulating in our area. That still leaves thousands of flu viruses out there of a lesser intensity, a lesser quality of flu. So again, there's many flu viruses that are circulating, but true flu is a high temp that will come on pretty suddenly. You know, you feel pretty good in the morning, by the afternoon, you've got the headache, you've got the high temp, body aches, extreme body aches where, you know, making a fist hurts, you know, your fingers to make the fist. Mm-hmm. And it's all upper respiratory. It's a severe cold symptoms, you know, the horrendous cough, the runny nose, your eyes hurt. That's true flu. And in children, it could also include some vomiting and some diarrhea, but that's not normally the symptoms in adults. So those, you know, persons who, you know, say, oh, you know, I was sick all week, vomiting and diarrhea. Unless they had cold symptoms along with it, that wasn't the flu. They had a stomach virus.
If you do get the flu, is there a time frame on it? Do we have light at the end of the tunnel? Is there is there hope for it to not last for a certain length of time?
Sure. If you feel like you are coming down with true flu symptoms, I suggest you call your medical provider because you can be put on an antiviral. And if when you're put on antiviral medication within the first 48 hours, it can really shorten it up, mitigate those symptoms. So they are not as severe, and they do not last as long. But if you choose not to or don't make that window of opportunity, the flu symptoms can last a good week to, you know, where you'll probably be missing work or school, which is what we would want you to do anyway. Don't go to school, you know, sick or work sick. But to where you're pretty much down on the couch or in the bed is like about a week.
If I do get the flu, am I now sort of vaccinated by the old method where I've got the illness and it was my antibodies going to build up? Or do you suggest getting a flu shot after that?
Oh, we would still want you to get a flu shot afterwards. Because again, like I said, all we vaccinated you for was the top four circulating viruses. It doesn't mean that you still can't get another one or the one that you had was of a lesser variety. These are what's in the vaccine is going to cause you the most illness, the most symptoms. And that's what I've protected you against now with this flu vaccine. But you can still get a lesser variety.
Okay. Well, thank you for protecting me this morning. I appreciate you coming in. Sydney Modi, Director of Nursing with Lorain County General Health District, also Katie Bevan. Again, if people want to find out about the upcoming clinics, where can they go online to check some of that out?
Yeah, please visit LorainCountyFlu.com, and you will see our complete schedule around the county, as well as pharmacies who are also providing the flu vaccine. You can go there to find their schedule as well. Again, we don't really care where you go to get your flu vaccine. We just want people to be protected.
Yeah, more people protected, the less people will get it, not only yourself, but then you won't be the one to pass it on to other people. And it'll keep everybody healthy for this coming season.